Welcome to episode 2, Pearls of Living. We have a special guest with us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you introduce and tell us who you are?
Yes, my name is Reverend Dr. Chavez Russell B. First initial. So if you say it all together, it's Reverend Dr. B. Dot Chavez Russell in the building. Yes.
In the building. Yes, sir.
P-O-L, baby. Hold it down.
P-O-L. If you don't know what P-O-L is, Pearls of Living. This podcast sponsored by Brady Life. Get ready, be ready. All right, we're going to jump into some questions. We ain't got much time. We got a lot of special things happening to close out the year. 2017 has been great. It's been a blessing. Looking to bring in the new year. 2018 has a lot in store for us all. And to kick it off, we have an EP by the Russells.
Yes. EP by the Russells. Russells, a legendary quartet group that was started following the footsteps of Reverend Dr. W.L. Russell, who December 26, 1997, tragically passed away. I have five boys that were always in church. He was a part of a group called the Morning Stars. And the boys, the sons of the Morning Stars, actually started a group called the Sons of the Stars and actually did two recordings in the 80s. And it was just a dream of Dr. Russell that his boys would form their own group and just continue to spread the gospel through song. So when he passed away in 1997, December 26, the boys wanted to fulfill his dream. Mac Charles, Billy, Michael, Kevin, Will, James, who's considered adopted son, and Reggie as well. And did I say Kevin? Uncle Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
So they formed a group called the Russells, where the first live recording was in 1998. It was a double CD. People still doing double CDs. And it was a live, it was a studio version. And then we did a live version to the studio version. Then we offered the live, first we offered the studio version, and it was a live version. And then we put them both together. And then they traveled the country just promoting the word of God, got our own bus, things like that. And we got picked up by a record company called Phoenix Entertainment Group. And we actually redid a lot of the songs to where we were distributed by Malico in 2004, did a re-release of a lot of songs along with a couple new songs. And now we're just honored to just continue on that legacy now, would it be in 2017. The legacy of quartet music, just keeping it gospel soul, you know, keeping it gospel soul with the funk,
mm-hmm.
and the soul music, the blues, a mixture of all that, call it gospel soul, continue the legacy of the Russells. Continuing the legacy of, you know, African American music, gospel music, really encouraging people and being a positive impact on the lives, showing how well families can work together.
Now, it's a long history of our family and music. You know, I'm not too seasoned myself, but I do have an early memory. My earliest memories of the Sons of Stars would be just those quartet concerts. You got about 10 groups come to a event at the church and just sang it out all night. Jerry Curls falling out, sweat, hot. Still singing, just old throwback.
Yeah, it was definitely hot.
You know, that's my earliest memory of the quartet events. What's your earliest memory of the Russells or
well,
the
Stars? Well, I mean, I remember being in the studio. I remember All those quartet musicals, from singing with the Williams Brothers and the Bolton Brothers and the Canton Spirituals and Lee Williams. I mean, pretty much whoever you can name that's the Christianaires, that's a gospel legend in terms of quartet. The Sons of Stars and the Russells had an opportunity to sing with them and perform on the same level. That's why we thought it was important to continue on this legacy. God is still blessing us with the opportunity to create music. And I think especially in this world now, the songs that we put out are songs that are much needed right now. One song is called Have a Little Church. It's like a church party song. You know, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Just have a little church, no matter where you are. Job in your car or at church or wherever. Then we got a song called He Got My Back. Love that song because it just pushes you forward, because you know no matter, I'm gonna go where he send me, do what he tell me, and know that he got my back. And then Mother Teresa Russell making her debut on this song called Only His Hands, which is a more like a worship song that talks about that there is a place that only his hands can reach. So we're excited about it and know that it's going to touch a lot of people.
Awesome. And the name of the EP. EP, it stands for?
Something with a project with about 3 to 5 songs on it. So the exact acronym, extended production or something like that. It just gives a snippet. We plan to release more songs throughout the year, we're just excited just to be able to release these right here. But the EP is named Only His Hands. Only His Hands.
Only His Hands. It's an amazing, amazing EP. Make sure you get it from, you can go on the pearlsofliving.org website, and we'll have ways to, you can purchase it through Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon Music, and if you want a hard copy, we can get you one as well. So however you want to hear this great music, go on the Pearls of Living website and you'll be able to find it there. You want to give us a snippet of one of the songs, got your bag, have a little church.
Actually, we're about to get a SoundCloud. You can go to SoundCloud and get a snippet of it. SoundCloud, you can actually go to Apple Music and stream it on Apple Music right now to get a snippet of it as well, just to get a preview.
Spotify as well.
Spotify, you can get a snippet on Spotify. So it's places where you can go check it out right now, and starting on Sunday, you'll be able to download it or you'll be able to purchase it, just like Joe said, or Mr. Brady Life himself said, we hope it'll bless you.
Okay. So y'all make sure y'all go ahead and check it out. Check out the Russells.
Yeah.
EP. Only EP. His Hands.
I'm not sure if that's what EP stands for, but we're going to go with that.
We're going to go with it.
Extended production. That's what we're going with.
It's a preview of the full album, pretty much. Leave it at that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we will.
Extended preview. Maybe that's what it is.
Extended preview. EP.
Maybe that's what EP. Maybe that's what it is.
All right. Well, we'll
if you know what EP stands for, just go ahead and comment below and help us out.
Yes. Hit the comment button.
Go ahead. Hit the comment button.
Let us know what EP is.
Yeah.
But this is an EP.
Yeah,
that
got 3 songs on it.
Will definitely bless you. You will open your 2018 only in His hands, and you'll be blessed.
Man.
And that's all I got to say.
Definitely.
So we'll close this podcast out with a couple questions with the new year coming in. You got any New Year's resolutions at all? Or?
Focus, man. I don't really make resolutions. I do goals. So it's just 2018 is about focus. You know, I just got to figure out what God want me to do and just focus on that. You know, it's hard trying to focus on a lot of things at one time. I'm looking for that one thing I can just focus on in 2018 and just work that and just go from there. But more focus, more planning, more follow through with my plans. You know, that's my goal. 2018, here we come.
All right. And you are the leader of Friendship Academy.
Yes, sir.
What does leadership look like to you?
Leadership is basically being able to influence people, be a positive influence on people to accomplish the goals of the organization. So whether that's flipping burgers or educating children, every organization has a goal, has goals. Nobody exists just to exist. And it's up to the leaders to really influence people and motivate them to want to give the organization their best. So that for the survival of the organization, for the survival of the employment, and for the people that the organization is serving. So it's up to the leader to make sure that they're a positive influence to motivate people to accomplish the goals of the organization. So,
okay, all right. One more question. You know, we want to promote culture proficiency. We want everybody involved, all different shapes, sizes, races, colors. So, a little random question. If you were a new color in a crayon box, what color would you be?
I don't know. You know, I was one of them. I was one of them people that usually, you know, when I have the pop machine, I put all the colors in them because I think all of them have a significant have their own importance. So I look at, you know, each color has its own unique feature, and if we are able to effectively synergize with one another, that means getting the best from each other. What good can we do together? Then we'll understand how we are better together. Because the more we think about what separates us, the more we think about the things that tear us down, the less time we have to think about what we can do together. So there's really a lot of unleashed power in the crayon box that my crayon would try to unleash.
So what's the name of your color?
WABT. Color WABT. So I don't know if that's pronounced Wabbit or Wapt or maybe we do a yeah. So yeah, you want to comment and tell me what that sounds to you, or maybe it could be Wabbit, you know. I don't know, but WABT, we are better together. That is the name of my crayon.
Awesome. Yeah.
So I don't know what color it is because it represents us.
All right.
It represents the box.
Wabbits.
Wabbits. Wabbits.
Wabbits. Whatever it is.
We are better together.
Wabbit. And that ends episode 2. Make sure you check us out, pearlsofliving.org. Yeah, yeah. Email, comment, and don't forget to check out. What's the name of the
EP? Only His Hands.
Only 31. His Hands.
12/31.
New Year's Eve.
It's coming.
All right, y'all have a good one. All right. Be blessed.
Be blessed.